Boom! Get ready for lefties to start throwing their fecal matter at the wall as they reel into oblivion. Here you have Patriots.win, and they've got right near the top, by the way. You can find it very easily. Eric Dogdry. That's a tough name to say, brother. But anyway, what's not tough to say is the awesomeness that's inside of this bad boy. Let's zoom in and enhance. No, we cannot zoom in and enhance. Oh, I guess I got to keep the sidebar in there. Anyhow, here you've got Nate Silver, election model, raises Trump's victory chances to 60.1%. Pennsylvania is the key. It's the absolute key. It's why the left-hand side is manufacturing ballots in that area. It's why Kamala Harris is all of a sudden fine with fracking. After telling everybody she's going to arrest Joe, you're going to get arrested for climate change. Right now, climate infarction. Yeah, she's like, okay, well, no, fracking's fine. She's not fine with fracking, by the way. She's going to destroy all of your jobs in Pennsylvania. The minute she's able to steal an election, you're all going to get fired. She's just saying she's fine with fracking now because she needs Pennsylvania. They both need Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania's key to all of this. Well, Donald Trump's odds of winning Pennsylvania just went up to 61%, which for the Electoral College, boom. Look at this. She's plummeting as the public sees more and more and more of Kamala Harris. Well, it's a double-edged sword. They're hiding her, which is causing her to plummet. And they're like, oh, fine, okay. Well, we'll bring her out with her emotional support VP douchebag. And that makes it worse. It's a no-win situation. And so the more they hide her, the more she plummets. They bring her out, she plummets. They keep trying to show, look at the rallies. Oh, look at her rallies. Oh, look, she's got 15,000 people. 15,000. They're busing all these people in. They're busing all. You have multiple videos now. You even had mainstream media, local news go, eh, Kamala Harris had a whole bunch of charter buses here. Yeah. Then a bunch of the buses broke down the other day. They stranded a bunch of people in Georgia. They're busing people from out of state into these venues to make it look like there's some sort of grassroots enthusiasm for this douchebag that nobody likes. So that's all AstroTurf. That ain't going to help you, by the way. I mean, unless your plan is to close the margin so you can increase your ability for election steal by printing ballots in the middle of the night. But Donald Trump over here, here's the Electoral College odds. Donald Trump is at 60%. She's at 39%. The swing states, Pennsylvania, Trump 61%. Arizona, Trump 70%. Arizona just had some key in one of the most ridiculous. This should have had to have even gone to any court, lower court, higher court, certainly not the Supreme Court. A bunch of Republicans, they sued. They said, listen, you have to show a citizenship in order to register to vote. These scumbag criminals in Arizona go, no, that's illegal. That's illegal. And then the Supreme Court finally said, no. They're allowed to enforce that. Of course they are. And now Arizona went to 73% Trump. North Carolina, Trump, 73. What's Georgia? Oh, I should have just went to the tweet. I want to get patriots.love. Or patriots.love.win some love.love.com. But yeah, this is by no means let up the gas, by the way. Don't take that for a second. No, I'm saying step on the gas. I'm saying hammer down. Imagine Antifa is blocking the road. Hammer down, boys. Hammer down. Grab more people. Register. Send Scott Pressler to your family's Thanksgiving dinner before Thanksgiving, boys. We have got to get more and more and more and more people registered. More and more and more people out there ready to vote. Go register hunters. Go register car enthusiasts. Go register people at church. Go register people at gun shops. Register, 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 register. Do not let up. This is not a time to let your guard down and celebrate it while we register more people. Let's have a registration party and get more people registered. Get more people geeked up. This needs to be an obliteration. Donald Trump at 60% is not good enough. We can't just win by 60% essays. No, we got to win. By 98%, we need to go out there and flood the zone. They are going to try to steal this election no matter what, no matter how ridiculous it looks. the more we register, the more we get out, the more we vote, the more we early vote, the more we ballot harvest, the more we ballot cure, the more we do, the more dangerous, egregious territory they need to go into to steal an election. We're already, you just saw what they did in 2020. They stole an election from everybody's face. We need to sweep the leg and flood the zone. So this is a good start. It's a great start. Congratulations, by the way. This is by no means meant to water anything down or shit on anybody's parade. This is meant to geek motherfuckers up. But there you go. Donald Trump, election odds through the roof. Lefties, they want to arrest. Oh, my God. We got to arrest Nate Silver right now. This is definitely Russian propaganda. Idiots. Hey, guys, thanks so much for watching the video. Support and channel. If you want to be kept today on Donald Trump, curb stomp and hit that subscribe button and make way. Because the salt must flow.